Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+, and we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
7:03 in the a.m. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Rob Long, Jeremy Kahn, Ed Norris is in Florida for an extended weekend. Lucky dog. How should the Ravens handle this, Jeremy? I mean, should they wait for more evidence to come out, or should they be proactive in doing something now? Hard to do anything because you don't have any facts.
No, you don't have, and there's not any evidence. That's why I don't think this is something that's going to court, and because I think it's really hard to prove the hearsay, the he said, she said here. Who's telling the truth? As you pointed out, no cameras in the massage rooms, right? Like there's, no. I mean, you're getting undressed in there. Things are going on depending on. And by the way, are you a guy, can I ask this real quick? Are you a guy that gets butt naked or do you stay in your underwear?
Underwear.
I do both.
Until I lay down on the table, then I take off my. No, underwear guy.
Okay. Yeah.
I mean, I don't feel, and the reason is I don't want to make
anyone uncomfortable?
Yeah,
or like,
that's why. I don't want to make them uncomfortable. I don't.
Yeah, but they can't see mine, so I guess it doesn't even matter.
Because when I roll over, though.
No. Yeah. Man, look at that. Guy made a teepee.
That's just, so I keep my, I wear boxer briefs.
Yeah.
So I keep my drawers on. Yeah. You know, it traps it a little bit.
Yeah. Yeah, mine doesn't reach the waistband, so it doesn't matter.
Yeah, you're full of crap. Let's go to Bob and Timonium. What's up, Bob?
Oh. Man, I'll tell you what. I got Rolo and Big Daddy this morning, huh?
That's it. Who else do you want to talk about this?
Hey, listen, man. The Ravens really, what they need to do is go get another kicker, you know, to bring in there for right now because they don't. You know, the league's going to investigate this thing and come up with whatever they come up with. And again, that with a suspension, you know, so I think the Ravens need to cover their butt that way. Whether they investigate, I don't know how they're equipped with that or if they hire somebody, but I think the league's going to do their thing. And as far as what Tucker's up to, I mean, I'm not going to criticize that part. I've been accused of thinking with the wrong head most of my life. You understand what I'm saying? So I can sympathize with him in that respect, but it's a bad situation for the team. That's all I got to say.
Yeah. I mean, look, I think these situations especially, I mentioned this in our first segment. I saw that there were some Browns fans saying they were going to tune into Baltimore radio to see if we had that same passion for Tucker that we had for Deshaun Watson. I think the story is 100% true. I do. That's my belief. Do I know that for a fact? No. But I trust the people that have told me about this years ago when they told me about it. And now it's coming to light. You saw Justin Tucker go through his struggles in the middle of the season. I'm not saying that's what caused it, but it makes sense, right? We talk about guys with sports psychiatrists.
Yep.
Hey, and we even brought it up.
Reason why.
I don't know anything, but it's something going on the home front.
Exactly. Let's go to Shumi in Owings Mills. What's up, Shumi?
Hey, guys. Good morning.
Morning.
Morning, man.
Want to say I agree. I do agree with you guys. I don't know how the Ravens or anybody else can give any discipline or do anything until all the facts are out and the process, whatever that is, has worked itself out. Before that, it's pure hearsay.
Yep.
You don't know one way or the other. So how can you discipline a guy for something that's a, he said?
She's a, yeah. It's yeah. Speculation until like you have it. And again, I don't know that you're going to get facts about this. That's why I think it's such a it's just going to be, who do you believe? Who's telling the truth?
Jeremy, we both said we heard about this years ago from the same source.
Yep.
We did nothing about it. Why? Because it was hearsay. Same thing with the Ravens. Now, if you saw it, you witnessed it yourself, you may have treated it a little bit different because you actually witnessed it.
So, can I just say, I don't consider myself a reporter. I know we talk about this stuff, and every once in a while, I'm going to break a story because we do. Like, doing this for 25 years, I got a few connections. I think I told you this story. I got leaked the info that Buck Showalter was going to do the coin flip on that Thursday night football game when the Ravens played the Steelers. You remember that? It was early in the season. And I talked about it on the air, and then Buck didn't come out. And then my source called me back and said, hey, man, I'm sorry that Buck didn't go out for the coin toss. Chris Davis is about to be suspended for steroids. And I said, you want me to go on the air and say that after this didn't happen? And sure enough, 8 hours later, what did we find out? Chris Davis was getting suspended. I got news that J.J. Hardy was signing an extension. Right. I was the first person
Adam
to report
Jones.
It. Yeah.
At De La Rosa's when that happened from Kirby.
See, and all these things that go on, like I'm not trying to break any stories, and I'm definitely not breaking a story that's hearsay and ruining or trying to ruin a man's life.
I got the
even though I believe it.
The jump on Haloti Ngata's suspension. I was called. They waited for a commercial, called me, said, look, Haloti Ngata's about to be suspended. I'm giving you 6 minutes to own it. After 6 minutes, we running with it.
Okay.
It came out of commercial break. As I was talking to people, I was putting it on my Facebook page.
Yeah.
I was talking and typing at the same time. 6 minutes. I got 6 minutes. I'm just.
And then Dougie Fresh
Dougie
went
Fresh
on.
Came on. Let's go to Robbie and Timonium. What's up, Robbie?
For Jeremy. Jeremy, money is involved because four of the ladies already lawyered up, and lawyers don't work for free.
Okay.
And so money is involved. And I say this, the Ravens are a $1 billion organization. They got the best security and detectives. They already know if it's true or not. And they're going to make a decision. They already know.
That's a good point, Robbie.
Believe me, the Ravens know.
You know, that's a good point. You know what I mean? They already working, man. That's a great point. Hey, appreciate it, man. Be safe out there.
That's what's up, Rob. Have a good show.
Thank you, sir.
Thanks, man.
Hey, that's a good point. Ravens, man.
See, and that's,
Ravens listen to us thinking, yeah, y'all don't know.
And that's my point, too, is like, again, I'm assuming if this comes out that you're going to move forward with a case, whether it's a civil suit or a criminal suit. I don't know that you could win a criminal suit because I don't know where you get the evidence from or what you're showing. Did you save the massage tables?
Hey, I'll say this also, man. I get lawyered up just because you know Justin Tucker's going to fire back. It might not be for me getting money, and now I got to get lawyered up because this article is out there. Justin Tucker saying he's going to basically stop at nothing to prove that he's right. Okay, I got to get lawyered up because he is. Let's go to Frank in Baltimore. What's up, Frank?
What's going on, fellas? How y'all doing?
Hanging in there, man. How are you?
I'm doing all right. I got a question. I understand about the Tuck situation, but do you think Joey Stout is fine in that position?
Say that again.
Do you think Kyle Punter, because he did good at kicking cheek, you think he can slide in that position?
No, not at this level.
We get another kick?
No, I mean, if this happened in week 16, 17, then we have that conversation. But they got to, if something is true, they got the entire offseason to deal with that.
By the way, if this happens in week 6 or 7, they're still bringing in another kicker. They're not rolling with the punter who does kickoffs. I'm sure he's kicked field goals before, but when's the last time you heard a punter in the NFL transition to a field goal kicker? They're going to go out and get somebody that did this if they end up, you know, having to suspend Justin Tucker, or if it gets as bad as it, like, hey, we're releasing him. We don't want this around our club. I don't know.
We're going to shine a light on you, Baltimore. Do you believe the Justin Tucker allegations? We're going to talk about that at 7:45. But on the other side, Jeremy Kahn giving out shovels.
Yeah, my shovel's going to go to – I got to talk about drivers again, man. This drives me insane. Whenever we get near these speed cameras or whenever people see cop cars, I'm going to tell you exactly what upsets me. We'll get in that next, Rob.
If you have a shovel, give us a call. Give us a text, 410-583-1057. Hit us up on Twitter, at BBMS1057 The Fan. Shovels next. Time to give out shovels. If you have a shovel, give us a call. Give us a text, 410-583-1057. Hit us up on Twitter, at BBMS1057 The Fan. Jeremy Kahn, who gets your shovel this morning?
Yeah, it's more Baltimore drivers. I do this all the time. I don't know why I get so. I have terrible road rage, and I get frustrated at people on the road, especially people that do stupid things, and not understanding that there are other people on the road, not just you. So that means if you're, like, I'll give you the example of what I want to talk about today is speed cameras. We all know if you're traveling on the outer loop towards Glen Burnie, you know there's one right around Liberty Road because everybody's going to start to slow down. And when there's no traffic going, there's always some cat. It says 45 miles an hour. Why the hell do you people slow down to 30 miles an hour? You're not getting a ticket unless you go to 56, 55. You got to go 10 miles. What the hell are you slowing down to 15 miles below the speed limit? And why do people think this is okay? The other thing, the same thing happened yesterday. There was a cop car that had somebody pulled over on the side of the road. Now, understanding you should get out of the lane next to that cop car, try to get over, so you're avoiding any sort of contact. Uh-huh. That's the law, whatever. Why on earth do people slow down to 30 miles an hour yet again? Because you think that cop's going to go, holy hell, do you see that car? It's going 5 miles over the speed limit. Sir, you're off. I'm going to go get this person.
Yeah.
What are we doing? Just obey the rules on the road. If the speed limit is 45, I don't go 45. Don't go 30. You're not getting a ticket if you go 50. The hell are we doing?
That's people who are not used to following rules, so they don't know what to do. They go overboard.
They go underboard, I guess.
Yeah. Overboard with following the rules, yeah.
I mean, I'm not telling people not to be, like, I was driving the other day, I told you I almost ran a guy into the damn, what do you want to call it, right there, the median. I almost ran him right into that wall because when you're coming up past, I guess it's Washington Boulevard or whatever, past Arbutus and all that, the lane closes off. The far left-hand lane just turns from four lanes into three lanes or three lanes into two. But people are constantly flying down that side. I had a guy drive off the side of the road to try to drive around me when I'm going 70 miles an hour so he can get in front of me. At the last second, he slammed on his gas. I almost ran him and his daughter into the wall because I'm like, this guy's not really doing this right now, is he? I mean, I'm going 70, so am I supposed to slam on my brakes so you guys are okay? I just don't get why people think they're the only person on the road and that it's their road.
My shovel goes to people who can't live without drama. You know who they are, Jeremy. They come in a room. They address you with loaded questions. Everything's got to be a side story. Nothing can be what it is. It just can't be happy. Why are people like that in this world? And I have no specific person in mind. I have multiple people around me who I constantly eliminate from my life because of that. It's just some people just cannot be misery. If it's true that misery loves company, how miserable is your life the way you have to bring everybody else down?
Yes. And there's so many people like that.
There's so many people like that. And we, there some of them in this building, to be honest with you. Like, you just can't.
How about the people on social? You talk about that. The people on social media where something happens, someone dies. They immediately need to know the details of everything. Not how are you? How's it going?
Yeah.
Oh, how'd that happen?
Yeah.
Oh, what's wrong? Tell me. Everybody wants you to spill some tea so they can be in that moment.
Or the people when they walk in, you know, I mean, just got to stir the pot.
Oh.
Just got to stir the pot. Can't say hi. They just got to stir the pot to try to make you look bad. And I don't understand how one's life could be that miserable. I just don't. I don't. Man, get some therapy. Get some counseling. Get some help. Get a hug.
I'll give you a hug.
You know what I mean? Do something. But stop making everybody's around you lives miserable because you are. Let's go to Chinny in Baltimore. What's up, Chinny?
Yeah, I want to agree with Jeremy because about the driving, because I'm going through a situation now on my job where I got to prove that I got the right of way on 295 going north. I have to prove that this guy coming in from my right side, he's saying he came in and got in front of me and I hit his car, but yet I have damage on my left side. It's ridiculous. That we have these type of people, they merge, but yet his insurance company say, I'm merging, and I was already in the lane.
Well, if he's merging, this is my problem with people when you're merging. You have to pay attention. It's not up to the person that's already in that lane to go,
merge.
Oh, my God, I got to slow down to let this guy over. No, merge. Just merge. That's that simple. And I don't know where you're...
It's a weird word.
I don't know where he's talking about on 295, but I told the story the other time about the guy that... Same thing, going around the loop there to get on 295 off of 95 and by Camden Yards.
Yeah.
And a guy, like, flew around me and got up on this. It's a one lane. He got up next to me off to the side and trying to drive around me. And I'm like, what the hell's going on here? And when you get down there, there are people that just drive out into the road. Don't even look to see who's coming. You're not entitled to that lane. Put your damn signal on and then try to merge if you can. And if you can't, then you got to stop and see when you can get over.
Let's go to Sean in Baltimore. Who wants to talk about Justin Tucker? What's up, Sean?
What's up, fellas? Good morning. Good morning. Good
morning to you.
Hey, man. Hey, I was going to say what that other caller was going to say. You know, I believe the Ravens already know what's up, personally. But come on, JT, man. As a fan, honestly, I'm going to ride with him, right? But when you look at the season, it make you wink your eye like, come on, what's going on? You know what I mean? Like, but come on, JT, your money long enough. Hey, you could have went somewhere and got taken care of. You know what I mean? Honestly, you want to be honest about the situation.
Sean, that's what you hear. You don't know for a fact.
Yeah.
Hey, listen. Hey, Rob, come on now, Rob. Cut it out now. We know there's places out here that can take care of.
That's what I hear.
Yeah, you just say I got gift certificates and you're good.
From experience, but that's what I hear.
Hey, and if JT wants, you know, if you need a little help, just tell him I'll ride him around. We can go to that place. If you ain't mad, we can go in my live if you don't want to go in your live. I help you out, brother, but I don't know what's going on, man. Have a nice day, fellas.
You too. He'll ride him around going his live.
Yeah.
Hey, I'm not bad from here, am I? And we on live.
He goes, I'll take you to the places on your dime where it's safe to go. Well, let's go kind to of.
Kevin in Ellicott City. What's up, Kevin?
So, what's good, pals?
Not much, man.
I'm with the last caller, yo. Take your little skinny butt somewhere where they don't know you, buddy. But
well, one of the reports said he came in full, like, his jersey and everything and was telling everyone he was Tucker. So it's kind of hard to hide who you are if you're wearing your own jersey.
That's why I wear their jerseys and not my own too, Jared. Yeah, man, unfortunately, this just makes the team look bad. It makes the city look bad. And unfortunately, the fans are also going to catch the brunt of this when it comes to talking about football. And, yeah, we're now going to be grouped in with the Cleveland Browns and the New England Patriots and their owner with a dirty sexual predator type guy. We'll see what happens, but just super unfortunate.
Thanks, man.
Time out.
Mm-hmm.
It don't make me look bad.
Yeah.
The city of Baltimore. Well, he doesn't make me, you know.
Well, fans,
that's what he does. He doesn't make me look bad. Dude, that's on him. If you think this makes you look bad, then you probably need to take a pause on a lot of other things. This is him.
Yeah.
You don't live his life. You don't live yours.
Hey.
He don't make me look bad. If some Dallas Cowboy fan, 49er fan, wants to make fun of my fandom for the Ravens because of Justin Tucker, then they stupid. I got nothing to do with what he does.
Yeah, and that's the other part of that, too, is you fans of the Ravens have dealt with this for years. How many times did you get in arguments with people and they said Ray Lewis was a murderer?
Yeah.
How many times did you get in arguments with people and they bring up some of the things that happened to Terrell Suggs off the field? You know, you could say Ray Rice. We already talked about this morning. There are plenty of things, and there are a lot of teams. I think most teams in this league have somebody that has embarrassed the organization in one way or another.
But let's be crystal clear. Crystal clear. This doesn't make me look bad.
No.
And it shouldn't. You shouldn't feel it makes you look bad.
You know why? Because I ain't going into
exactly
a massage and doing that.
Exactly.
I didn't do anything wrong. We're just talking about it.
That's on him, man. World is stupid at 8:15, but on the other side, Jeremy Carr.
Mm-hmm.
Cam Newton says he wouldn't trade his MVP award in for a Super Bowl. Does that make him selfish? Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan.
Big Bad Morning Show, Jeremy Kahn, Rob Long. We've been talking about this Justin Tucker thing all day long. And I'm sure, and Rob and I have tried to make a point when we're talking about other stuff, because we are going to get into other topics, obviously, that we make sure you guys know we're getting right back to the Tucker stuff, because this isn't an unavoidable situation that you're dealing with if you haven't read the article in the Baltimore Banner. But one of the things that Rob brought up and that we were going to talk about here is that Cam Newton said he wouldn't trade his MVP award for a Super Bowl. Do you think that makes him sound selfish? And my problem is, I think the answer for me would be, it's hard to label somebody selfish because he had the award, what it meant to him that year. He was so close to winning the Super Bowl that year, but he ran into, you know, Peyton Manning's strong arm in the Super Bowl, and that really did him in. Manning was so nice that they gave the MVP to Von Miller that day, you know?
Yeah, Manning was with Chuck putting the ball. That's why.
But it's hard for me to label somebody selfish. That's the award he won, and I'm sure it meant something to him that season. It meant you were the best player in the league or the most valuable player in the league.
Can I make it personal for a second?
Yeah.
Let's say this year Lamar wins his third MVP, and someone says to him, Lamar, I know MVPs are great, but Super Bowl is what it's all about. Yeah, Super Bowl is all about, but I wouldn't trade one of these MVP awards in for a Super Bowl champion.
I think he'd trade all three in for one.
If he said that,
yeah,
how would that make Ravens fans feel? Some things, Jeremy.
Well, everybody thinks Cam Newton's selfish anyways, right? Like, he's been labeled that for most of his career, whether that's fair or unfair.
Yeah, I just think some things, even if you feel it, you shouldn't say it. Know the room, man. You know, there are people who buy your jersey, who paid good money to see you play. They don't want to hear that. Yeah. Even if it's true, they don't want to hear it. And I think some people are just so unaware, you know, or just don't care what people think. I think sometimes when people get a certain status or money, I don't care what people think, because you're bigger and better than everybody. That's one of those things that just shouldn't be said.
Yeah, I mean, look, I've been around Cam Newton. Was funny. Were you at Preakness when he was here?
Yes, I was.
And you saw his entourage. You could not get within 10 feet of him, or his entourage would just give you the freaking Heisman and warn you, like, no, you're not going near Cam. Get away. And it was almost like he had a force field around him, Rob, and he's just walking. You're not touching him. Yeah, get out of here. And you could sit here and you could label Cam Newton a selfish guy. You could say he's an I, me, my guy. People even tried to give him grief when he would give the football to a kid in the stands. Like, why are you beating him up for that?
It's funny that he had that entourage at Pimlico, because he was the opposite when he was hanging around the Under Armour building.
Really?
Yeah, he would be on the streets like no one, just chilling, just hanging out.
Maybe you have to have that because of all the drunk people. Maybe you do. And Cam's already, look, Cam didn't have his entourage with him when that goofball from the Flag Football League tried to attack him.
He's by himself.
He ragdolled his ass. He like, Hawk smash. He threw his ass all over the place. So it's hard to label a guy, but it does sound, do you think it sounds a little selfish when you say that?
Yeah, it does.
Because I think the perception of it is that you are.
100%. 410-583-1057 is the number. We're talking Justin Tucker all morning. The accusations from masseuse that he, inappropriate actions while in the on the massage table. Jeremy, describe some of the events that happened.
You want me to show you?
No.
Oh, I'll just talk about it then. There were talks of, one lady said she found semen on the table afterwards. There were talks of how many times he would get erect during this, be fully erect during a massage, that he kept having them try to massage his inner thighs. One woman said she would kind of pin down the sheets so he couldn't, you know, so like nothing would come out and that he would wiggle free. Like, he would make sure. She said the way that it's set up, the only way to get out of that is to get up or wiggle free. So you're intentionally doing it once they kind of wrap you in that and get you down.
Oh, yeah.
So you're intent. So there is, that's why they believe there's intent. And they also said there were times where his penis would touch their arm or their hand, or make sure it hit them. So, and all this stuff's alleged, guys, but I've said this before. I've known about this for years, or at least heard rumors about it.
Yep.
The people I know, I trust. There are people involved that I know of. I trust those people. Doesn't mean they're telling the truth. It just means that I believe them.
I know one person who was involved in it, and she said she was reached as part of this investigation. 410-583-1057. She also does not like the thing that people say they go out for money. As she said, if we're out for money, why are we anonymous?
But once it comes out, are you not going to come forward if it's happened to you?
Yeah, you have to, especially if somebody called you. They called them. The banner called them. Nancy in Eldersburg. What's up, Nancy?
Hey, good morning. So listen, am I the only one suspicious of the timing of this story coming out?
No, others are, but why are you suspicious?
Well, it happened, what, 10 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And I haven't heard mention of the Chiefs and the referees or umpires or whatever since this story broke.
No,
so I feel like
You think the NFL did this? The Baltimore Banner did this, not the NFL. First of all, if somebody did something to you 8 years ago, you're less of a victim 8 years later. That's number one. Number two, someone from the Banner heard about this from someone else and investigated this. These women didn't come forth. They were searched out. So the timing of it for the victims, they didn't come forth. Someone heard about the story, got it to the Banner. Their investigative reporter jumped on the story and found these people. That's how that happened. To go to referees and cheats and all of that, please. Come on.
I mean, that sounds like something Alex Jones would be talking about on his show.
You know what I mean?
They're turning the frogs gay, and they made Justin Tucker masturbate on a massage table so that he didn't have to concentrate on the referees. No, what are we talking about?
The timing. People keep bringing the timing. They didn't come forth. Hey, you know what? 9 years ago, no. No, Jeremy.
We have to stop this, by the way. It's
you're less of a victim because it happened 9 years ago, if it happened.
Because you didn't have the courage to come forward before that. You know, like, I don't think people understand until you've been put in a situation like that. I know people that have been sexually assaulted, even if you just want to talk about harassed. People that are close to me that have told me the stories of what went on. And because it happened 10, 15 years ago and they never talked about it, that diminishes it or means it's not true. Got to get away. Look at this thing however you want, but don't get defensive over one side or the other and sit here and say, like, even me, I believe the girls. And I'm telling you, I don't know if it's 100% true because, again, it's hearsay. I was not there. But the fact that you look at all the stuff that's going on, yes, I believe them. And there's so many people that have heard these rumors for years. So it's not just coming up now. You're just getting privy to it now.
410-583-1057 is the number. She honestly said, we've heard nothing about the poor officiating since the Justin Tucker's thing came up.
It just came up yesterday.
I don't. She honestly said, this is a way to chase away poor officiating, to cover up. So the Justin Tucker thing is a cover up.
Yeah.
Did you read the article or did you read the headlines? That's my question. That's my question. If you read the article, you would know that the Banner sought these people out based on information that was given to them. What are you talking about?
Yeah, I don't get that one.
But honestly, this is a way to cover up fix games? Is that what we're talking about now? Forget the victims. If this happened, there are victims, folks. So the timing of it would be irrelevant. World is stupid at 8:15, and that last call might go into it. But on the other side, do you believe the allegations that have been put out there against Justin Tucker? I want to hear from you. 410-583-1057, Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. You know, Ben's been early for everything all week.
What are you talking about? It's fine at this place.
Been early to come in, 6:01. Let me finish. Turn it up, Ben. We never got PYT this early, so when it started, I'm like, I don't know how I feel about it. And then all of a sudden, my foot started rocking. I'm like, I feel pretty good about it.
PYT.
Very good, Ben. You know, PYT, early in the morning before 8 a.m. You ain't let me finish, Jeremy. You jumped down my throat, Jeremy.
I'm just trying to get a tenderoni.
Mike was a bad boy.
Hey, did you see? By the way, I wanted to say this the other day. I like Wale. Do you like?
I like Wale.
Love him. Did you see that he was he's a Commanders fan, that he was getting into fights with Eagles fans when he was there?
Physical fights?
Yeah, that's what it, I can't, from the video, they're saying it's him. I can't tell you 100% it's him, but if it's out there on the internet, I'm assuming it is, that he was getting into altercations with Eagles fans at that game. But I like his version of, this is the best one, but he did a PYT cover.
Yeah, I know. You don't cover that. Do you believe the Justin Tucker allegations? 410-583-1057. I'm sorry, 410-583-1057.
Talking about a different number?
Hubie in Baltimore. What's up, Hubie?
Hey, good morning, fellas.
Good morning to you, man.
When it comes to allegations of violating kids or women, it touches my heart because I lost my son's mother due to domestic violence.
Sorry,
but to play devil's advocate for Justin Tucker, innocent until proven guilty, and boy, did they roast him on Facebook yesterday. And the best one I heard was, at least he didn't miss no massage appointments.
The best thing I heard
great day.
Was somebody calling him Justin Tugger. But yeah, I think the other one was Justin Toucher.
You this morning.
Yeah, be a little Tugger, clever.
You did that.
Well, I heard somebody else do it. I wasn't that smart to come up with that. I wish I was.
Okay.
I mean, maybe I had come up with it, but I saw it first. So I didn't. I can't take ownership for that.
Tim in Baltimore. What's up, Tim?
Hey, good morning, guys.
Good morning to you.
Hear me out here. A little hypothetical.
Mm-hmm.
Justin Tucker has released all these, you know, emphatics. Did not do it. Now, let's just say, once Roger Goodell and the Ravens do their diligence, and it comes out to be true, how does this happen with Justin Tucker being an absolute shoo-in for the Ravens Hall of Ring of Honor and the Pro Football Hall of Fame?
Let me ask you the question this way. I don't know about NFL Pro Football Hall of Famer, but wasn't Ray Rice a shoe-in for the Ravens Hall of Fame?
Roger that.
Is he in?
Negative.
Think that's the answer to your question.
Right, but Justin Tucker is basically a shoe-in for the NFL Hall of Fame. It comes out to be proven guilty on this.
Well, here's the thing. Hold on.
You said you don't have to be proven guilty on this. That's a good thought, because if that's what people remember, that's what people remember.
But in the NFL Hall of Fame, they're not
the
supposed.
Pro Football Hall of Fame.
Yeah. You're not supposed to look at what's happened off the field. Now, O.J. Simpson's in the Hall of Fame. They didn't take him out after the fact or any of that. You have other players that have been, all kinds of things that have gone on. The interesting case, though, even though you're not supposed to consider what's happened off the field, Darren Sharper came up.
Yep.
And if you remember, he was drugging women and allegedly raping them. Well, not allegedly. It was proven. So he got his ass.
Bill Cosby before Bill Cosby.
Yeah. So with that being said, his accolades on the field, he's a Hall of Famer. If you look at his career.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
But when you take that into consideration, the human element comes in and you can't vote for
him. That's why I said it's what people remember. You said O.J. Simpson was in the Hall of Fame. They didn't take him out. Let's say this happens, what happened with him and Nicole and all that happened the year before he was supposed to be voted in. Mm-hmm. Do you think he's in?
No.
Exactly.
And O.J. said if they took him out, he was going to take them out too. I believe that's what he said. Was that the quote? I don't have it in front of me.
I don't ever remember that. He said,
Did you see, there's a new O.J. documentary coming out where there's a guy said he saw him dumping some bloody clothes and stuff and all this.
Well, why did he come out 30 years after?
Because he was scared.
But now that OJ's dead,
because Cato told him not to.
Let's go to Joe in Baltimore. What's up, Joe?
Hey, what's up? What do you do, Charm City? So, you know, I want to applaud you guys for how you're handling this topic.
Thank you.
And then say that this is, you know, the reason we have these crazy responses and people jumping to defend them, it's the culture, man. It's the culture when you have the most powerful person in the world who can be excused for things that we know he has done and occupy that position of power. The same thing goes right here. And these dudes, when they get money, they get fame, they start to test the limits of those powers as their morals.
So true.
Bend.
So true.
And this is what starts to happen. We don't even know what else could have happened. And then people asking, how's this going to affect him? And I understand that's a good question, right, as a sports fan, all that. But we don't go, what has happened to these women for all these years? And how has it changed?
And that's what I said, Joe, that's what I said earlier. We keep asking, why did it take them so long? Well, I'm asking on the other side. You mean to tell me they had to deal with this for this long?
That's right. I was in a position where I worked somewhere. I was volunteering somewhere. I won't go into all the details, but I was inappropriately touched. I did not say anything until someone else came out and the organization lied about it. And then I stood in solidarity with my friend. And so there's a lot of reasons that go on into this.
Absolutely.
So they should have been afraid of losing their jobs, any kind of repercussions.
So it wasn't because the NFLs didn't want them to talk about the referees in the Super Bowl? Because we had a caller that insinuated.
Be my co-host,
that.
Richard.
What? No. I told you, I've got people close to me in my life that have gone through similar situations.
Yes,
we talked off the air about it. It's not my place to tell their story. There are certain
over the years.
Yeah. Like you don't like people are for whatever reason, you're shell shocked. Like if this happened to you as a child, imagine what you're going through at that point.
Can I bring up something that you talk about openly?
Yeah.
Where I don't talk about all the details. You're going through therapy right now, right?
Yeah.
You're uncovering some things that happened to you years ago. Am I right?
Mm-hmm.
What if one of these women is now going through therapy and this came back up and this is being uncovered? And she came forth and said, you know what? I got to deal with this. I got to get this out of my life. And others came around and said, you know what? It happened to me too. I'm not saying this is how it happened. But what if it happens that way?
So
years later, You know, you don't know. To instantly go into the defense of why it took so long to me is crazy, man. So that's crazy.
I'm going through this thing, and I've told you about it. I'm going through something called EMDR, and it's weird to me because I've made fun of a lot of this stuff, and I thought it was stupid in some of these TV shows where it's like, hey, you're closing your eyes, and all of a sudden you remember this stuff. I told Rob I was in therapy yesterday, and I'm not going to get into everything we were doing, but like, I had tears rolling down my face that I couldn't stop, could not stop. And yesterday it happened to be tears of joy, which is a little bit different. We were doing something positive, but when you get into one of those negative memories and you can't control it, and it's weird, like I fight from crying all the time. Like you don't hear me get too emotional in the air, like from that standpoint. But it's something too, where you start looking at it, and I truly believe it's from the, we've all heard this, or at least people my age have. You keep crying, I'm going to give you something to cry about.
Uh-huh.
You suck that thing back up. No more tears. So I think that was put into my system at an early age, and that's why you didn't see it. And now, like, in therapy, I'm bawling like a baby, and I can't control it.
You going with baby?
Yeah.
Okay.
Thank you. I cry. You cry.
Fed investigation of Terry Rozier gambling activity. I want to get Jeremy's take on that. We'll do that at 8:30. But right now, continuing, what's your opinion? Do you believe the Justin Tucker allegations? Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on The Fan.